This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Man, I tell you, Roger must have some gremlins over there in his system, or we do. But we're going to have Jack Posobiec host in the fourth hour. Roger's got some technical issues. But he's absolutely right about what's happening. And you know, here's the thing. They want to incrementally censor and censor and censor and censor and censor until, again, it's incremental. Everybody kind of gets tired of hearing about it. You know, that's a military tactic. It's got different names. But if you go back to the invasion of Panama in the late 1980s, it was 1989, for 6 months, the military did probes in and out. It would set off blanks and do stuff. So when they finally attacked, the Panamanian military stood down. And so it was a very decisive two-day battle victory. And of course, so they could get rid of their old drug dealer, bring in new drug dealers, get rid of Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega. And that's what's happening here, is the globalists are probing, the media is probing, they're censoring, they're blocking, we accidentally deleted Hannity a couple times, we accidentally, delete Trump, we accidentally did this to you, and then we get the internal Veritas videos, and across the board, Google, subsidiary YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, we just shadow ban the conservatives, they're so dumb they don't know that we don't let them talk but to 1% of their people. Then we have bots that attack them to make them feel alone. They think it's real people they're fighting. Well, like 100 bots on, some little old lady, who's tweeting. And they go, well, what do you ban, little old ladies? Well, if she has an American flag, we put 100 bots on her to tell her she's scum and trash, and then she cries. And it's a little weird leftist. And the video's like, we depress them, we control them. And that's the whole culture, is that if you listen to Sean Parker of Facebook and others last year and this year that went public saying it's meant to hurt you, meant to make you alone, they said the person we mainly target is an SJW liberal who is desperate and feels all alone. And they've had other executives go public and say the same thing. So see, the leftists themselves are kept in a little depressed space and a little false reality, but certain ones with skills are taken out of the universities. First, they're taken into the internship, into everything to be typecast, analyzed, and then they're picked because they can then be taken in and they'll finally be put in charge of making everybody else depressed and bullying everybody else and having bots. And so they're running mainly bots to control leftists and keep them as the core food for their sponsors. So they've already got their cattle. They're domesticated cattle that most of them, half the public doesn't have jobs, never worked, is on welfare, but they're on Facebook. So they've got all these people to abuse and suck off of and try to get as much of their discretionary, income or EBT money as they can. And then some folks are taken out of that slave plantation and are made house slaves because then they can manage and keep them on the plantation while stopping any libertarian or conservative or nationalistic insurrection trying to free the slaves. So they just shadow ban you because they don't want you to get upset and go to a new platform or lawsuits or expose them. They just want you there under bot attack being demoralized. But because you know they're bot attacks and because you understand they're trying to demoralize you, you just keep gunning, keep firing, and we keep winning and beating the algorithms despite that, and they don't know what to do. And more of you are coming online every day. More of you are fighting back every day. More of you are taking action every day. And that's why they're panicking, is because they can't break your will. Well, I mean, they've only gotten the weak people. And I feel sorry for the weak. I'm not like a globalist kleptocrat that, sees these victims as food. I see them as very, very enslaved, sad people. Jack Posobiec is coming up. I'd announced Roger Stone. I was looking at my sheet wrong. I'm a little bit cross-eyed flustered here, to be honest with you. So Jack, we're always honored to have him on. He lived in China before he, I guess, had another assignment in naval intelligence. And I want to get his take briefly before he takes over on Apple announcing they're going to be nationalized and be under the Chinese government. And I showed all the articles. That's really what they've announced. But the way they're announcing it's a little bit different. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Jack Posobiec, Patriot, ran one of the biggest, Ron Paul still does, fan sites and grassroots organizations out there. And he's a veteran, naval intelligence, you name it. We'll give you his websites as well. It's very, very important that you visit those and that you also be able to follow those and check those out on Twitter at Jack Posobiec. And he doesn't have fake Twitter followers like the establishment does. We are in the middle of such an incredible time, but because he lived in China and has a lot of expertise on it and has asked to come on before to talk about China, I just want to give my research view and then get his expert view on this. China owns the most of our debt. The globalists made a decision the last 30 years to transfer power there. They've got 98% of rare earth minerals. They have bought up much of Hollywood. In fact, they're the majority owner, if you add it all together, of the Hollywood studios. If you look at all of Hollywood Holdings, is 100%. They are over 50% now. That's been reported. Even Vanity Fair has asked, will Trump break this up because of national security issues? Well, when you read Apple moves to store iCloud keys in China, raising human rights fears, it's an Internet ID. It fits into the Chinese model of a world ID that they've already set up for their people that is a social score. So any criticism, anything they don't like, even not just being like a cult member, everything is wonderful when you're part of a team. Just being critical of anything lowers your stars. And then finally you can be kicked off the Internet and then you don't get a job. And so you're put into a digital ghetto, a.k.a. a la Mark of the Beast. We reported on this in 2015. Now it was in the news the last month, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, that this is being adopted in the West. So Apple already has its slave factories through Foxconn, the suicide nets, and 18-hour workdays, and forced abortions, and drugging, and they're trying to replace them with robots, but it doesn't work. That's all breaking down, and there are rivers that catch on fire and all the rest of it. And the globalists are using it to leverage out the West. And our secrets all have been transferred to them, and they've got embedded in our chips that we make there, all sorts of stuff to take over our equipment. I mean, this is a nightmare situation. And now, just in plain view, Apple says, well, to do business there, we've got to place our cloud there and put Chinese companies and individuals, that means Chinese intelligence, in control. Came out last month that major universities like UT are run by the communist Chinese intelligence. I mean, we are wide open. It was just made legal since Clinton, even though not in law, to be a Chinese government agent and take over. So you can type that in. Chinese intelligence caught, you know, taking control of UT. Even the Washington Post, even Jeff Bezos admits that. So here we are. The Russia thing isn't just a lie. It takes all our time up to distract us and to divert us and to get us off the rails about all these other subjects and the attack on the Second Amendment, the attack on free speech, and the purge of InfoWars that CNN says they're running at YouTube. Next level. It's crazy to watch this and to see, even though Trump won, it looks like the communist Chinese are moving forward with this takeover plan, like the Chinese dictator said he'd do last year at Davos. He said, don't worry about Trump. He met with Juncker, the head of the unelected EU, two dictators. Can't make this up. And said, don't worry, we'll stop nationalism worldwide. We'll stop this. We'll have Chinese-backed globalism, which was always the plan. So how does every American not get behind Trump? Why would they get behind the communist Chinese that have the worst thing on earth you could ever imagine? Jack Sobeck, you take over, or I'll jump in. I want to get your expert take on that. I know you have a full raft of issues to cover. Thank you.
Alex, I appreciate it. And you're absolutely right to call out what China is doing. You know, we sit here, we talk about Russia, their influence in the world, their meddling potentially in our elections, this collusion, canard, this lie that's been spread. But we never spend enough time talking about the communist Chinese, the way they're taking over our companies, the way they're taking over the world in roundabout, circuitous ways that aren't direct confrontation. But behind the scenes, China is gobbling up more and more power, more and more influence, and now more and more technology on the back end. They're getting these iCloud keys, these encryption keys. It is going to allow any Chinese government official, any of the bureaucrats, any of the Chinese intelligence, they don't have a FISA court that they have to worry about over there. They don't have the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. They don't have any of that stuff. And that is why this stuff starts in China. They move it. They push it over to China. They go over there because human rights are always
abused. They beta test.
The human rights aren't even protected.
So they beta test and they protect it. So this is the communist Chinese taking over the internet, siding with the telecoms and siding with the big internet companies who are manufacturing their slave goods right there in China. I mean, this is true science fiction happening in 2018.
Yeah, this is stuff that if we talked about it anywhere other than China, they'd say we were crazy if this was going on. You turn around and say it's China, and they say, oh, don't worry about it. The Chinese have our best interests at heart, we're told. I don't think they do. The Chinese don't even have the best interests of their own people at heart. They have the interests of the communist leaders, the Politburo, and Xi Jinping, who's now fashioning himself to be a dictator because they're moving to remove term limits for the chairman of the Chinese party.
But the party elects him to begin with. It's a permanent a dictatorship of, 1,000 people? And the Central Committee, they then elect a dictator. So it just looks like he's even getting rid of them, basically.
Pretty much. There's two basic factions within the Chinese party. There's sort of the Beijing clique and the Shanghai clique. Xi Jinping, former Shanghai chairman, so he's sort of more from that southern clique. But that being said, it's one group of communists versus another group of communists. The people have no power in this. They have no say whatsoever. And in China, I don't want people to understand this, there's no separation between the business and government or government and the party. It's all connected. It's all one organization. It's not part of
when you bring in the intelligence operatives of China to run the keys for everybody on the internet in China and outside of that in many cases. I mean, isn't that Apple becoming communist state run to a great extent?
Absolutely, because they're capitulating because they want into the Chinese market. They want to keep their relationship open with Foxconn. Everybody knows where your iPhones are made. Everybody knows where the iPads are made. And they're just going to keep moving slower. And then that's the key. China moves slowly. They move very slowly. So this move is a very big move for them because China doesn't think in terms of 2 years or 4 years. They think in terms of 50 years, 100 years.
All right. Well, great job. Keep breaking it down if you want, Jack. But it's scary that, you know, you've been in naval intelligence and other things and lived in China. And you're just, but the CFR brags. The decision's been made. And then Trump, if the elite was even smart, would have supported him. He's just trying to bring balance for some type of brokerage or some type of leverage or some type of give and take with China. Instead, the establishment's put their legs behind their ears here or grab their ankles and just said, come in and run everything to the most evil group of people I've ever seen. And the left is just salivating, you know, saying China will teach America. These people are crazy. I mean, they would the average leftist, they don't have welfare in China. Describe that for people and then take over. God bless you.
Yeah, Alex, what people also don't understand is that China is a system in which there are no human rights to speak of. You don't have property rights. You can't own a home. You can't own your land. If they want you gone, they move you. They move your entire neighborhood. If they don't want your city there because they want to build a dam and they want to build a huge reservoir, then they They ship you out of your city. They kick you out. You're gone. You have to go live somewhere else. That's what they did with the Three Gorges Dam project. Entire cities were essentially flooded and leveled, and millions of people lost their homes. They were kicked out. Imagine then those people, the people who have no care whatsoever for human life or regard for the rights of the individual, to then come over and be given the keys to the kingdom, which is what Apple is specifically doing. They're giving you the keys to their iCloud devices. Now, they're going to start with just the Chinese ones. They're saying, oh, it's only going to be used for Chinese users, so don't worry about it. Nobody else has anything to worry about. However, as we've seen in the past with Apple's track record, I think that that definitely should be something that we should be absolutely skeptical of and hold them to account, because if they're allowing the backdoor access for the Chinese government for Chinese users, because we know, of course, they don't have the type of human rights violations, or excuse me, the protections that we have in the U.S. They don't have FISA courts. They don't have FISA rulings. They don't have any of this. What they have is unlimited power of a communist dictatorship. We don't have that in the United States. However, the left tries to institute it every single day, and that is why every single day we fight back against it here on InfoWars. Make sure to stay tuned. I've got a lot of news to break up from CPAC, from all the other things that happen.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Jack Posobiec in the host seat, in the hot seat here. Big fourth hour. So much we're breaking down. I spent the last weekend at CPAC here in Washington, D.C. We had CPAC. A lot of conservative speakers came out and talked. However, a lot of the never-Trumpers were there as well. So we said, you know what? I don't know if CPAC is the right venue for all of us because they've got so many of these never-Trumpers there. I just don't know if it's the right spot. So we went around. We did a bunch of interviews. As we were walking around, people kept coming up to me. I couldn't go 5 feet in the CPAC hallway. Someone, Jack, let me get a selfie. Jack, I want to talk to you. Jack, can we do this interview? Jack, sit over here. You know, say this thing, say that thing. Reporters coming all over the place. So there's a big change happening at CPAC, but the conservative establishment, the Republican establishment, hasn't quite picked up on it yet. They're getting it. We are trying to teach them. We are going to teach them the same way that President Trump taught them about what it takes to win, what it takes to be an actual doer in life and not just someone who has a strong verbal IQ, not just someone who has a strong, you know, is good at talking. You have to be a doer, not just a talker, to succeed at life. And so that is why we decided to do something, as we say, and we went and held our own event called A Night for Freedom. We held A Night for Freedom over in Washington, D.C. Myself, Mike Cernovich, Stephen Molyneux, Milo Yiannopoulos came out, Jesse Lee Peterson from Newsmax. Absolutely amazing event. About 500 people there. Incredible. Just incredible. However, Antifa also showed up. Antifa showed up themselves. Antifa came in. They were outside. They were chanting. They were screaming at us, protesting. We're inside having a great time. We're inside eating steak and having delicious adult beverages. Not myself, of course, but others were having delicious adult beverages. But you've got to hear these Antifa outside. We're going to play the beginning. They are screaming, and they are talking about getting guns. They are talking about the revolution. They are telling us to face the wall. Let's see if we have that clip right here very quickly so you guys can hear.
Revolution has come. It's time to pick up a gun. The revolution has come. It's time to pick up a gun. The revolution has come. It's time to pick up a gun.
Alerta! Alerta!
Antifascista!
Nazi. You're the Nazi. You're a terrorist organization. Come out with no mask and put a tie on, bitch.
Are they leaving?
All right. Well, that's Antifa. You can see the rest of the video keeps going there. People saying, you know, why do you come out in masks? You call us Nazis, but you come out with masks. And you hear those chants. You know, we are told by the mainstream media that these people are peaceful and they're just... They're supposed to be liked and they're supposed to be taken care of. Well, I'm out there. A lot of my friends are out there as well. And you can hear them screaming at us. The revolution has come. It's time to pick up a gun. They later said, face the wall. These are not peaceful statements. This is not a political debate. This is not someone who's putting together, you know, discussion points and trying to figure out how to bring our country forward. They're saying the revolution has come. The revolution has come and it's time to pick up a gun. Those are the words that were screamed at us by Antifa, a domestic terrorist organization as they've been described by the FBI and Homeland Security. They're screaming, it's time to pick up a gun. And yet the police, they weren't able to arrest them. Media won't even talk about it. Media just says, there was a protest and people came out. And they don't even report anything we said inside. They don't report any of the speakers. They don't report any of the speeches. All they say is Antifa came and came to protest. Antifa stopped by to do a little protest. And you can see some of the video here. We're all standing there as they stand, as they march with their communist flags, screaming for armed revolution in America. Now, fortunately, not too many of them came because we ran a little bit of a deception operation. We told them that our event was actually over in Maryland. So they all went over to Maryland, thinking that it was over there, acting like a bunch of fools that they are. They went over to Maryland. They rode the bus because, of course, Antifa always gets bussed everywhere they go, and they can't actually afford to have their own car. So they went over to Maryland, and then they found out that we were really all inside in D.C. So we come back to D.C. We had our great event there. Everybody was already inside, about maybe a dozen of them, and that's being generous. It is being generous to say a dozen of them showed up, and they started screaming for armed revolution in the United States. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. But the last time I checked, that calling for an armed overthrow of the United States government was a crime. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I was in the Navy. I was an intel guy. You know, we focus on collecting intelligence on terrorist organizations, of course, foreign ones, not these domestic ones like these guys. But if that were something that I heard people saying in another country, you can be darn sure I would be writing a report on it. And I would be saying these guys are no joke. So we've been warned by the FBI, we've been warned by Homeland Security of more Antifa attacks, and now we have Antifa themselves coming out saying that there are going to be attacks and they want guns, armed insurrection, armed attacks against. And what were we even doing inside? What were we even doing inside? It was a wonderful event, a peaceful, fun event. We were talking about freedom in the United States. We were celebrating freedom, and a diverse event, I must add, because it's funny, you know, we didn't actually plan for it to be diverse. We, you know, that's not really something that we push for. We just want to have a fun event, a good event. And we looked at the crowd. We looked as we came in. It was a really diverse crowd. And then I went out to Antifa, and they were all white. Every single one of them I could see. I mean, it's hard to tell. They've got those masks on. But from what I could tell, it seemed, you know, you can see their hands and everything else, that they were white. So we started chanting hashtag Antifa so white at them because they are. They're actually less diverse than we were inside. And so what does that really go to tell you? What does that go to tell you when we've got people who are speaking, that are, you know, minorities, Jewish, different religions, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, you know, that actual melting pot idea of America that we used to all talk about and we used to all agree that America was about the American culture, not multiculturalism. But then we've got Antifa and they're all white. So they're actually the white soy boys of Antifa. We had one of them who tried to get in. He thought he would be cute. He thought he would be cute to try to get in. This guy, longtime Antifa DC operative, tried to get in because he bought a ticket under a fake name. So he got one of his friends to buy a ticket for him. And the friend then, I guess, gave him the ticket. But he didn't realize that we were doing one thing. We were checking IDs at the front door. See, I guess we can't do that at the polling place, but this is apparently, I guess, something that he learned from voting. We actually went and checked IDs, and we found that the name he gave us and the ticket that he showed us did not match the ID that he showed us. It didn't, and then the ID was clearly him. You could see in the picture. So we threw him out. We said, get out of here. You're done. We got our armed security to throw him out because armed security protected us. Wasn't the Broward Sheriffs. They actually protected our event. They protected us. We had an amazing time. My wife was there. My whole family was there. Tons of people, so much energy, so many connections. This movement, ladies and gentlemen, is not going anywhere. The information war is being won, and it's being won by us. Stay tuned. Come back up. Big segment coming.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Jack Posobiec coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Here I am ensconced in the Beltway, in the swamp itself. It is swampy out there. And the crocodiles are out, the alligators, the snakes, they're all slithering around. But we've got President Trump in the White House. We've established a beachhead in the swamp. And that is so amazing. So we're here to support him. And we're here to also tell the truth about what's going on in our country, what's going on around the world, and what the mainstream media refuses to report. Now, one of the stories, one of the most heartbreaking stories of the month of February, one of the most heartbreaking stories we've ever had to cover is this horrific school shooting down in Broward County, Florida. And as we learn more and more about this shooting, the psychopath, Nicholas Cruz, the fact that all of the warning signs were there on this guy, every single one of them. This kid was practically screaming to the world that he was going to commit an act like this. I'm not sure what else he could have done to tell people that he was going to do this. In fact, he stated on YouTube that he was going to do this under his real name. The FBI later came out and said they couldn't identify him, but he used his real name, so I'm not sure how they couldn't identify him. So many reports, so many warnings given to the FBI on him, including one time they called, I believe it was in January, just about a month before this happened, where one of the statements given was that he's into ISIS, said that he was in ISIS, that he was enamored with ISIS and these Syrian rebel groups, and that was one of the things, along with this obsession with guns, that might drive him to do something. That was that FBI transcript of the report was released. However, no action was taken. His guns were not confiscated. He was not arrested or even brought in for questioning. So now it turns back to the Broward County Sheriff's Department, who we now learn visited his home many times, was called to his house many, many times. I've heard there's so many different numbers being thrown around. I've heard it was 23 times. I've heard it was 39 times. I've heard it was 44 times. The point is, they went to his house many, many times, okay? More than one or two. When you have the sheriffs brought to your house, okay, the sheriffs brought to your house once, you'd think that's a bit of an issue. Twice, you'd think that's a bit of an issue. 45 calls, 22 times, so many times they visited them, nothing, no action was taken whatsoever. So we've now started digging more into the Broward County Sheriff's Department to learn more about who these people are. And there is a shocking, I think a video that will be shocking to many of our viewers, a video from 2015 about a deputy sheriff who's in that same Broward County Sheriff's Office. Now, this guy's name is Nazar Hamza, and he is a leader of CARE. He is a leader of CARE, which is a Hamas-tied group, the deputy sheriff of Broward County. And I know the production team, we've got this video of him actually teaching the local mosque there how to use firearms, how to conduct themselves in an attack. Now, they've got a Second Amendment right, just like anyone else in the United States. They have the right to self-defense, and that is perfectly fine. But I think for a lot of people, they're wondering, now, and this is something for me, why is he pointing these dummy guns at them and flagging them like that? Right? The first rule of firearm safety is you treat every gun, even a dummy gun, even a false gun, as if it is loaded. And he's breaking every single rule in the book when it comes to this. And so I think that relationship of this Hamas-tied care leader to the Broward Sheriff's Department, why he was deputized, why he was given this ability, this title within the Broward Sheriff's Department. What exactly is that relationship? Why do they have that relationship? No, I want to explain this to people. This is not someone who came up through the ranks as a sheriff in Broward County and then became a leader of CARE. It's the other way around. He was a leader of CARE first and then was deputized by the Broward County Sheriff. So what exactly is that relationship? And why, I mean, I've not heard of specific examples of deputization between CARE and other law enforcement entities. However, we do have to point out that this has been an ongoing trend and was certainly a trend that went on between 2008 to 2016 of CARE getting deeper and deeper ties with local law enforcement levels around the country. So here he is, Nazar Hamza, speaking as a deputy with the Broward County Sheriff's Office. He is a member of CARE, but also a leader of CARE, but also speaking as a member of the Broward Deputy Sheriff. So for people who are asking questions, for people who want to know, why was it that these, we were first told one, but now we learn it was four Broward County sheriffs, the same Broward County sheriffs, that did not go into the building, that did not do anything to stop this horrible act. What exactly is going on in Broward County? Where are their priorities? What is their training? What are their standard operating procedures? And why is it that this sheriff, the Sheriff Israel of Broward County, he says they acted appropriately, they heard the gunfire, but they didn't go in, they didn't do anything. And I have to imagine, you know, with that, they knew exactly what it was. If they have had any kind of firearms training, they would know that that was a rifle inside, and that inside a building that they were sworn to protect. And their response, quite frankly, was disgusting. To stay outside and to hide and to wait until other police from another town nearby eventually came and engaged and went into it. The investigation is still ongoing as to how this was actually pulled off, but the fact that they didn't even enter the building, I think, is shocking to a lot of people, and it certainly makes the case for the reason that we have the Second Amendment in the United States, the reason that we have the right to self-defense, and it certainly left the opening of saying, wait a minute, these are the people that we were told were going to protect our children, the most defenseless group that we have. You know, I've got one on the way, right? My first kid. I'm about to have my first kid. And I don't want my first kid to be growing up in a country where we don't give them the protection they're supposed to have. And even when we do have someone, a school resource officer and sheriffs that are supposed to protect them, that when there's an active shooter going on and they do nothing, they do absolutely nothing. Now, CNN, before all of this came out, CNN put this guy up at a town hall, and they made him out to be a hero. They made him out to be this huge hero that was someone that we should all look up to. And then we later find out, after their huge, you know, very highly produced, very highly polished town hall, that this guy has deep ties to Hillary Clinton, has deep ties to the Democrat Party, has deep ties to apparently CARE, Hamas-linked CARE. All of these organizations that really should make us ask some questions. And his statements coming out after this, saying that everyone operated or acted appropriately, that there wasn't any issue that he had with the sheriffs. They haven't been fired. He refuses to resign. Well, there's now a very highly growing group of people saying that he should step down, that he should resign, that anyone in this should certainly have their actions reviewed. And I believe that Governor Rick Scott of Florida has finally announced that there is going to be an investigation into the Broward County Sheriff's response to what went on, to find out whether or not Pam Bondi was on Fox and Friends this morning. She said that she could not state whether or not a stand down order was given at this time, but that she does know more and heard that in her belief, she believed that they were being dishonest with her and possibly the governor. So there is now an investigation into this sheriff's department, and hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, we can get to a situation where we're protecting our kids, where we have school safety. That is all anybody wants. That is all anybody prays for. That is all anybody asks for, is that kids, when they're on their way to school and while they're in school, will be safe no matter what. Jack Posobiec hosting live, fourth hour. Come on back. Stick it here.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you.
Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, folks. Jack Posobiec, last segment, fourth hour, InfoWars, live from here in Washington, D.C. You know, folks, there's so much that we're covering. There's so much news in the world today. There are so many threats to your liberty that we focus on and we talk about so often every day. But we also need to talk about threats to our health, because what good is our liberty if we don't have our health, right? And that is why there's so many specials going on right now at InfoWars Store that you can focus on getting your health up, that you can focus on protecting your health while you protect your liberty. One of the major sales that's going on right now is DNA Force. DNA Force, it's been dropped. I couldn't even believe this when they sent it over to me. 67% off on DNA Force. It's actually the lowest. I think we checked this. This is the lowest price it's ever been for DNA Force. 67% off $49.95 $49.95, lowest price ever to try DNA for. So this is your first time trial price. If you've never tried it before, if you've never had it, over 1,000 reviews, 96% of respondents with a 4.8 score would 96% would recommend. This is the game changing formula for antioxidants to help healthy cells. It is rocking the nutraceutical industry. This is how you help your cells. This is to help with all of it. Then another huge sale, 50% off. They've changed the formula. It's back. The True Whey protein. True Whey protein. It's a new manufacturer, and there's going to be a 50% off. Folks, we want you to experience the raw power that is True Whey protein. It's a grass-fed whey protein. It contains all 9 essential amino acids. Your body needs it. Now, this is the vanilla flavor. There's other flavors you can get out. It's about 20 grams of protein per serving. Now, when I work out, when I lift weights, I love to lift weights. I love to pump up the iron, you know, get that really, you know, that max rep. Then when I'm done, you have the protein, you have a shake, you get it in. Usually I'll wait about 20, 30 minutes after, but within that 20, 30 minutes, that's when I want to get the protein. So it goes straight to my muscles right as they're in that replenishment phase. So all of the nutrients can go directly to where I need it. And that's what you need, folks. That is exactly what you need. And even if not, it's a great way to wake up in the morning. You can get your dietary supplement. You can get all the protein that you're going to need for the day. You have it right in the morning. Boom. You have your shake. It's amazing. That is some of just the amazing specials that are going on sale this week at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of the sales have shifted. A lot of the sales have changed. And that's why you've got to go. If you want to get these folks, if you want to take advantage of these sales, you've got to act quickly, because if any of these products, these specific products that are on sale now, go and get them. Make sure you get them today. Get them this week. Why not just go now? Because otherwise, you're going to miss out. The sales will switch, and you're going to miss out. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support yourself, support your health, and support us in our fight for liberty. So, folks, the last story that I really wanted to focus on today. You know, I mentioned earlier at the top of the hour that we had a great discussion. We had a great event, sort of a CPAC after party that we called A Night for Freedom. And you can go to check that out at anightforfreedom.com. But one of the speakers there was a man by the name of Gabe Hoffman. And Gabe is a documentary filmmaker. He made the film An Open Secret. An Open Secret is a documentary that's been viewed over 4 million times now on Vimeo. It's all about the child abuse that goes on in Hollywood. Gabe has now launched a new petition. And folks, if you're interested, Gabe needs your help. They're calling for the Trump White House to appoint a presidential commission on child sex abuse in America. Now, what they need is 100,000 signatures within 30 days. So it's right there at petitions.whitehouse.gov. If you want to go there, if you want to help out, An Open Secret, Gabe Hoffman, he's done so much work in exposing the rampant abuse that does go on in Hollywood. His movie, it's heartbreaking to watch, but it's so important. So we're learning about now the failures at the federal, state, and local levels. And Gabe, you know, we had a great discussion with him at the event. He broke down so much of this stuff. He told us that he's actually taking his Open Secret documentary, the one that's already been viewed 4 million times. He's now going to be moving it into a new phase where he's producing more documentary content, where he's going to be doing more investigations, where he's going to be doing more and more exposing of what's going on in Hollywood. He gave us a little bit of a preview of that over the weekend. However, I'm not at liberty to say, about what is going on and what is coming next, but there's going to be more. And instead of that feature-length documentary, it's going to be shorter clips, but all of it highly researched, highly sourced. He's got the people actually on tape, in some cases actually admitting to what they've done. People who have been convicted, and that's the whole point, people who have actually been convicted of crimes against children that are now still working with children in Hollywood. How does that make any sense? Or people who get convicted, but they have a sentence of only 6 months. How does that make any sense for crimes against the most vulnerable ones in our society. You know, we're talking right now so much about children and children's safety in the wake of the horrific school shooting. Well, why are we not talking about this angle of school safety, or excuse me, child safety, when it comes to the abuse that was going on in Hollywood, the child abuse, people who are actually convicted? And what he does in the documentary is he has the victims come forward themselves when they can, when they're willing, when they want to, they will come out and tell their stories. They'll tell their stories in hopes that this ring, that this abuse will be stopped. Now, one of the reasons that it's so hard to go after this is because the mainstream media doesn't touch it, because the House, the Senate do not touch it. Gabe has spent years doing interviews, doing videos, talking to people about all of this, and the mainstream media refuses to talk about it. The House refuses to bring it up. So that's why he's now going to our president. And what president other than President Trump would actually appoint a commission to study this? So it will elevate this to the highest level. Everyone will be able to see what's going on. Everyone will be able to see the truth, and will absolutely see the truth. And we think that with President Trump's endorsement of a commission to study what's going on, not just in Hollywood, but child abuse that's going on around the country, the horrific child trafficking. There's so many bills that are actually in the Senate and in the House right now to focus on child trafficking and the fact that millions and millions of dollars are spent every year right here in the United States in the child trafficking industry. This is a huge issue, not only in terms of how it's a form of modern day child slavery, but in terms of how we need to move forward to combat new forms of child abuse, to combat new forms of the ways that people are using the internet, or people are using these horrific power structures in places like Hollywood to continue their proximity to children, to continue working in these industries, even after being convicted of crimes against children. Show me any other industry where that would take place. Show me any other industry where if people were convicted of this, they'd be put around children. That's not going to happen in your kindergarten. That's not going to happen in your first grades, right? That would never happen. There's no school in America that would do this. But Hollywood has no problem with it whatsoever. So that is why this story. And it's certainly a story that people, it's hard to hear, right? It's a hard topic to discuss, but that's why Gabe is leading the charge with his team and his amazing group. And if you haven't seen it, go watch An Open Secret. You can find it. You can look it up on DuckDuckGo. Of course, we don't use that big G word. We don't want to use that because we don't like the tracking. Go ahead and check it out. Listen to their own words. Listen to the sources, the survivors, the people that lived through this horror. Hopefully we can get Gabe on the show. I've got a good connection with Gabe now. I've got a way that I'm able to talk to him. Maybe we can do a little bit more. Have a sit-down interview or a special feature on all of this and the petition as it goes on. So for myself, Jack Posobiec, the entire Posobiec family, we urge you to go and sign this petition. We urge you to stay tuned for InfoWars coming up next with Owen, all of the great news that he's going to expose. He's going to break down so much of what's going on and stay ahead of the curve. So you can stay ahead of the curve, and that's why you watch InfoWars, because what we report today, the mainstream media probably reports in 3 or 4 days or never will. Thanks so much, folks. Jack Posobiec right here live from...
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.